Blog Talk Radio.
I apologize, y'all. We had a whole major malfunction. So I'm going to get back to the music so we can come in the right way because we was jamming a little bit. So let me bring it back in. Sometimes people give it what it wants or what it desires or what it would like for it to be. But need, are we taking care of the need? Are we taking care of our basics? Are we taking care of our foundation? And we don't do that in our words. And we don't understand why people don't understand us. So we're going to take this quick intro break, because this is not a commercial break. This is my intro break. This is the song that we were supposed to open up with, because this is where I was first thing this morning. So we'll be right back after this quick intro break.
Close your eyes and imagine life with me. Now imagine life without me. Could you do it? I couldn't imagine life without you. Without you, I'd be empty. To lie in the bed alone, empty. Shotgun in the ride, empty. My heart, empty.
Oh, you know you love me. Answer the phone and you hope to hear a voice. Oh, I know you love me when you shut it down and make that girl your only choice. Oh, I love it when you wake up in the morning. And I'll tell you how you know your heart will tell you so. When you find something good, you just can't let it go away.
Manager is in the back doing what she does. Everything is going great. But what y'all forgot is there are two Southern Belles, and Coco is in the building. Hey, Sugar.
Hi.
Coco!
Hello, gorgeous.
First of all, y'all should see CJ's face right now. The smile on her face is radiant.
Try the hat. I missed her.
Y'all, let me say this. And I'm speaking to people right now who love people. If you are a person who has an open heart and you are empathetic and you care about people, I need you to get this message tonight. This is for people who care about people, okay? And I want you to hear this for people who care about people. And I keep saying it because I want you to get it. This is only for people who care about people, not people who are acting like, not people who it's their job to care. Not people who get paid to care. Not people who care conditionally because you're family. Not people who care conditionally because you're in a relationship with them. But people who get up in the morning with a heart and a mind and an attitude and a purpose to care. I wanted y'all to know who I was talking about so it's clear and not misunderstood. If that's you in this season, I need you to put everybody else down, and I need you to pick you up. Want you, want you to let that resonate with yourself for a second. Because you have carried everybody. You have carried your mother, your father, your daddy, your brother, your sister, your cousin, your cat, your dog, your coworkers, your friends, your associates, your clients, strangers in the middle of the road. You can no longer continue to put you second. Go get a pedicure. It's okay. Go to the spa. It's okay. Go get a facial. It's okay. Go have a walk in the park and lay down on a blanket somewhere and recover your mental. Go put your feet in some grass. Go put your feet in some sand. Go put your feet in the ocean. Okay to take time to take care of you. Because everyone believes and acts like taking time to take care of you means that you now must forego everyone else. And taking time, true time, true dedicated time for yourself is all that we ask. Coco, you've been gone for a minute, baby. Tell the world what you've been up to. What have we missed with you?
So pretty much had a mental breakdown, but I am getting back to myself. Had some medical issues, getting that taken care of, so that way I can be the best of myself. I'm actually gaining weight and stuff back because I gave up on pretty much just doing what everybody was expecting of me and started doing what was making me feel good about myself and better about myself.
You know,
welcome back.
Ooh. Well, first of all, if y'all are sitting out there, y'all know it's too loud for me to be clapping into this microphone. And I'm not going to mess up y'all ears with clapping in a microphone.
Welcome back, Joe.
But we're going to give because a lot of us lost ourselves. A lot of us was in jobs, in careers, in relationships, in situationships that we weren't happy with. Not because we didn't care for the people that we were in these relationships with. It's just the fact that those people don't bring us anything. They put us up and down, left and right, all over the place. We're chasing people just to get a good morning from them. That resonated with somebody.
Let me explain. My papa is over 80, and he texts me every morning.
How old is he?
Over 80.
That's an older gentleman who can find time to pick up the phone in the morning before he starts his day and greet the women of his lineage.
Everybody. That to me lets me know that if he can make time and learn a new skill in order to communicate, then there's nothing stopping anyone from communicating.
And learning new skills. Hey, guys, if y'all are listening to us, we are trending all over DJ's Roundtable. So if you follow us on any of DJ's Roundtable platforms, we are trending. So I would definitely tell you, go to DJ's Roundtable. We have pictures, flyers, all different types of things out there so you can stay caught up. We're getting ready to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we are going to be doing Black History as World History. But this song I'm getting ready to play, I play this song whenever I'm tired of people playing with me. Like when I get on my bike and I go get up in the morning and I'm tired of people playing with me, or I've been in relationships that I no longer want to be with. Because everybody only focuses on sex. But if there's a relationship that you're tired of, take sex off the table when I play this next song. Take sex completely. Don't even focus on sex, right? Let sex go and focus on the relationship. And if this is how you feel as you go through your relationship with certain people, if this is what you get as you go through these relationships with certain people, then you go ahead and tell them that it's time for y'all to do something different. Because this should not be your experience with people that you claim that you love.
Last night I
cried, tossed and turned. Woke up with dry eyes. My mind was racing. Feet were pacing. Lord, help me, please tell me what I have gotten into. When my 3 miles to clear my mind, it always helps me out. It's my therapy when I'm losing it, which is usually me. I'm on an emotional roller coaster. Loving you ain't nothing healthy. Loving you was never good for me. But yeah, all the emotional roller coaster. Loving you ain't nothing healthy. Loving you was never good for me. Oh, yeah, all. Yesterday, I told myself I was gonna be okay, gonna start a new day, truly happy. I was gonna take control of me, but eventually reality hit me mentally, physically, emotionally. And I opened my eyes and realized that I was still being taken for a constant ride on your
World History is brought to you by Taylor Crown Studios. You can book them online, and they are located at 2727 Appalachie Parkway, Studio 405, Tallahassee, 32301. You can reach them by their customer service text line, 833-366-6559, or you can reach them on the web at www.taylorcrown.com. Hair included for natural colors. Snack provided to kids receiving services. If your hair needs washing, that's no problem for them. Previous styles can be taken out if booked with services. And free gifts to new clients while supplies last. Also, do you not know, if you bring your child for services with them, they provide snacks for the kids. And if you book online, they often have some type of promo code or discount. And if you go in there and tell them that Big Bap sent you, I promise you, they'll knock something off. Just say, Big Bap sent me. Go in there with a smile on your face, and I promise you it'll be well worth your time. The energy and what I love about it is it's a small boutique, and it's intimate.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you go in there, it's a one-on-one personal feel.
And that vibrant.
Colors are loud and beautiful. And you get one-on-one time, not a group, not a bunch of people, not a whole bunch of unnecessary energy. If you're like me and you need to protect your energy, and you need to protect your spirit, and you need to be in a place that's safe and secure, because everything about that place is safe and secure.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a place where you can open up and give yourself a little freedom. So if you want to go get your hair done, Taylor Crowns Braiding Studio is open if you're in Tallahassee. Again, if you want to just text and book it, it's 833-366-6559. If you want to go through their website and scroll through the amazing options that they have on that beautiful laid out website, then that's www.taylorcrown. Let's bring Coco back in here before we do Black History is World History, because I miss my boo.
Mm-hmm.
I miss you. And one of the things, I tell so many people this, and I want y'all to hear this, and I'm going to say this to Coco, and I said this to CJ when all of this happened, and I said, you have to let your friends go through life. And sometimes letting them go through life means you have to release them to go out and do life. That doesn't mean that you gave up on your friends. That doesn't mean you no longer care about your friends. But you have to allow them the burden relief of no longer having to focus on you so they can go do what they need to do to be great. In so many relationships that we are in, we can't breathe, we can't function, we have no purpose anymore because we dilute our entire vision to one person, to one idea, to one principle, to one thing, to one iota. And that is not how life is lived. Because if they, the person that you are releasing, loves you truly, they will intimately and intentionally make their way home. Okay? Y'all, we got to do Black History of World History, y'all, and this is absolutely one of my favorite people of all time. When I tell you the production manager hit one out of the fucking park, this is one of my greatest people. This man died at 79 years young. He was an amazing comedic writer. He has written for some of the absolute, I mean most daring greats. If you think of a comedian that was bold from the 60s, 70s until the early, mid-2000s, he probably wrote with them or for them. If you want to talk about some of the most iconic characters to ever play parts on television shows that was written with comedic genius, all the greats that you love participated with this man that I'm about to introduce to y'all. If you're following us on DJ's Roundtable, you can read it with us. This is his wiki page information. So this is not 100% accurate, so there may be some fallacies in it. So this is just his wiki bio, okay? Paul Gladney, better known by his stage name as Paul Mooney, was an American comedian, writer, and actor. He collaborated with Red Fox, Eddie Murphy, and David Chappelle, wrote for comedians like Richard Pryor and television series like Sanford and Son and Living Color, The Chappelle Show, as well as acting in The Buddy Holly Story in 1978 and the Spike Lee-directed satirical film Bamboozled in 2000 and The Chappelle Show. Mooney was born in 1941. Do you know where he is from?
No.
He is from Shreveport, Louisiana.
Get out.
And then moved to Oakland, California 7 years later. His parents, George Gladney and LaVanya Ely. Mooney was raised primarily by his grandmother, Amaya Ely, known by the family name as Mama. Gladney coined the nickname Mooney after the original Scarface in the 1934 by actor Paul Munchie, which itself was also the actor's stage name. Mooney became a ringmaster with the Gatti Charles Circus. During his stint as ringmaster, he always found himself writing comedy and telling jokes, which later helped Mooney land his first professional work as a writer for Richard Pryor. Mooney wrote some of Pryor's routines in his 1975 appearance on Saturday Night Live. He co-wrote his material for Pryor's album, Is It Something I Said in 1975, The Bicentennial Nigga in 1976, and Live on the Sunset Strip in 1982, and co-wrote the screenplay of Pryor's 1986 film, JoJo Dancer. Your Wife is Calling. As the head writer for The Richard Pryor Show, he gave many of the young comics such as Robin Williams, Sandra Bernhardt, Marshall Warfield, John Witherspoon, and Tim Reed their first breaks in show business. Mooney also wrote for Red Fox's Sanford and Son and Good Times, acted in several cult classics, including Richard Pryor's comedy film, Which Way Is Up, Bustin' Loose, and cult satirical comedy, Hollywood Shuffle, and portrayed singer-slash-writer Sam Cooke in the Buddy Holly Phillips story. He was the head writer for the first year of Foxes in Living Color, inspiring the characters Homie the Clown, played by Damian Wayne. Mooney later went on to play Wayne's father in Spike Lee's directed film Bamboozled as the comedian Junebug. Mooney initially appeared in sketches Ask a Black Dude and Mooney at the Movies as the Comedy Central Chappelle Show. He later appeared as Negrodamus as an African-American version of Nostradamus. As Negrodamus, Mooney ad-libbed the answer to life's most unsolved mystery. Yo, Ryan sit in my room and died. Understand, because I was overseas or deployed most of the Chappelle Show run. So understand, I have rewatched Negrodamus about a billion times. Like, that was one of my favorite skits of all time. And then the other one is, why do white people love Wayne Brady? Oh, God. That was a great time in life. The sad part is in the Wikipedia it gives the answer is because Wayne Brady makes Brian Gumbel look like Malcolm X. Anyway, that's really the answer. That's the real answer he gave on the show. But anyway, Mooney was planning to reprise his role as Negrodamus in the third season of the Chappelle Show before Dave Chappelle left the show due to creative and contractual differences in 2007. Mooney released his book, the memoir Black is the New White. He died May 19th, 2021. Mooney died of a heart attack in his Oakland home at the age of 71. And when I tell you, that man, to me, is arguably one of the greatest, if not the, one of the greatest just songwriters of all time. I mean, comedic writers of all time. And so many people get highlighted about what they do, what they don't do. And I want to take the time out to give Mooney his due, his just due. So, ladies, before we go to commercial break, what was your favorite highlight of Mr. Mooney? What was yours, CJ? You didn't get Mooney? Oh, I'm finna mess your life up. Listen, I'm gonna give you two things we're gonna play over the next, because we're gonna laugh. But
okay,
it's going to be offensive, so we're going to have to open the windows and play it with the loudspeakers on. We're going to do everything ever written by Paul Mooney over the next 6 months and everything ever written by Rudy Ray Moore over the next 6 months.
Okay.
We're going to do Peter Wheatstraw. Anyways, y'all, we're getting ready to take a commercial break. Okay, so I'm a music head, and some people think that I only know traditional black music, right? So there are other songs that pique my interest at times.
Right.
So if this doesn't work for you, it's okay. You can go take a break. Oh. This for other people who only want to just like black people, who don't have any other cultural brands to themselves, okay? That's fine, but this is one of my favorite songs. And it just happens to go along with the segment that we're getting ready to go into. So, this song is called Adam. Mm-hmm. as we come back from commercial break, real quick, this commercial break is brought to you by Goddessly Cleaning. You can reach them at 254-282-2332. Okay. And if you need to reach them, you can also reach them via email, and the email address is?
GoddesslyCleaning@gmail.com.
And that's Goddessly with a?
L-E-I.
L-E-I. GoddesslyCleaning@gmail.com. So, listen, I was a big Metallica fan growing up, so we're going to get into one of my favorites. Listen, people, that's why Coco laughs at me, because she's like, you're so, like, who are you? Because, like, me and Coco would have very interesting conversational talk. And people would be like, he doesn't like that stuff. And she'd be like,
yes, he does.
Yes, he does. And that we've always shared that relationship. Like, and that has always been my favorite part of Coco. I've always gotten to go into an alternate reality with her, and it was never, everyone always made everything nefarious, and it was never nefarious. We just got to talk about other things. My favorite band of all time is Green Day. Like, but we get so culturally shocked because someone likes something that's not normal for what we look like when we move to a neighborhood or a community or a sect, and we forget to get to know people. We forget to interact. We forget to ask questions. We forget to be curious. We walk into every relationship and every situationship, and we expect everyone to be just like us. And if they're not just like us, they're not good at it.
The differences that, like, draw me to a person, I don't want you to be just like me. That's weird.
But what do we act like? Oh, my mama used to do this just like this. Oh, my daddy used to do this just like this. Oh, my last boyfriend used to do it just like this. We hear these things consistently.
How come your last boyfriend is your last
boyfriend?
Okay. I just got a couple of questions.
Oh, we
I don't understand.
Oh, we're not there yet. Hold on. We're not there. We got a segment to do. It is what day it is. We are not on the main topic yet. That's not, and that ain't even the main topic. So let me go ahead and get into what I get paid to do. My name is Big Bap. I am the host. That is CJ. We have the other half of our Southern Belle in the studio tonight. We have Miss Coco in the building. Are y'all ready for what day it is?
What day it is?
Because what day,
what
it
day is?
Is
it?
So the first day it is National Battery Day. That's what I said.
Oh, no.
That song was an easy win for me because I was like, as soon as I saw that, that's the first. So I was like, you know, because I'm trying to do better at producing the show. The production manager says you've been being lazy. I said, hey, I was on vacation. I'm officially back. So I went back into producing the show. And producing the show, once I got the information, that was an easy win for me, music selection-wise. Just, hey, we're going to go ahead and play that one right
there.
Bada boom, bada bing. CJ, not CJ, Coco, are you drinking anything over there?
I am not drinking. I'm trying to behave. I lied. I'm drinking cherry Coke with a little bit of whiskey.
This one.
Gay.
I want you to realize. My wife answered a question today the exact same way. Did she not? And when I told you those are the DD twins, y'all thought I was playing. Them two are twins. Those are the DD twins. I don't care what. No, y'all play with me. Y'all act like I be making this up. I know who's similar, and I understand how y'all are similar without y'all even being in the same room. They gave the exact same answer like 8 hours apart. Okay.
Because she's probably
else.
Thinking the same thing I am when you said it's battery day. All the batteries are getting caught up today.
That's why I didn't play a slow song. I knew what. Listen, I didn't play a slow song on purpose.
I would have died. Oh my gosh.
I didn't play a slow song on purpose. Listen, because that's going on 9 tonight. She's going to go get the best battery she got. That's going on 9 tonight. Yes, sir. We're going to test this out.
I don't even use batteries. I like the ones that plug in the wall.
Oh, she going all in. Listen, back in the day, so I probably should have saved this for the Dr. Feelgood show, but since we're going to do batteries. So when I lived in Amsterdam, I went to the sex museum. And so every now and then they'll have, like, different vendors who come in and do a display. I happened to be there when I forgot the name of this company, but they was trying out their new vibrator set. It's a set. It comes in a briefcase by itself. It has, mind you, it has the wand itself with 6 different attachments with 18 different settings and 22 different speeds.
Wait, why do you need all that?
It retailed at $2,200.
Oh, Jesus.
Of course you did.
I'm a believer. Once I use something on somebody, it belonged to them, so I don't have that no more. She's very appreciative of me now, I'm pretty sure. But anyway, today is also National Wine Day. I didn't want no wine today, but whatever your... What's your favorite wine?
Listen,
wine?
I mean, Moscato or some dark red wine. You cannot go wrong with a dark red wine. Oof.
It has to be a sweet red wine if it's going to be red.
Yeah.
I can go home. I'm a chef. So if it's going to be a particular wine, I'm usually going to... What most people don't realize is most wines are not to be consumed by themselves. They actually, wines go with something.
With something. Mm-hmm.
And so I typically make the right dish to go with the wine if I'm going to have wine. So not knowing it was wine day when I started doing this and didn't have the wine and didn't necessarily have the foods and appetizers to go with it, I wasn't going to piss myself off. Because I know me. I like food way too much. Oh, today is also National Pluto Day.
Ooh.
If y'all was out, did y'all see the constellational setup last night? It was like Orion and all the stuff, the moon, all like in a line, like all set up perfect last night. Yeah, if y'all would have went outside about 11 to 2 a.m., it would have been beautiful. I didn't take pictures. Today is Thumb Appreciation Day. I don't know what the fuck that means. I don't know if it's a thumb up, thumb down, thumb in the butt. Like, I don't know what they're doing with thumbs. But it's thumb appreciation. So if you got 2 thumbs, put them in the air, wiggle them a little bit. Appreciate your thumbs. Some people ain't got them. They cannot. Ooh, that would have to be. I cannot see writing like that.
I need my thumb.
Yeah, it's
necessary.
It's necessary.
You can snap without it.
Snap your feet. We gotta keep going. Today is National Gambia Independence Day. They got their independence from whoever, I don't know. Today is also National Whale Day. I'm not gonna lie. You know what movie I just thought about, right? Oh, I'm a fool. I gotta do better in life. If that is Shark Week. It's not going to be enough money. All right. Oh, that's one of my favorite movies. Oh, my God. Oh, God. I'm going to do better, y'all. I'm going to do better. Let me swig this real quick. Man, shout out to SEB Cater, for real. This Barry Gluck is amazing. Like,
yeah.
That's a nice drink. You're going to have one of those, Coco. Ooh, yes. Don't,
We all know I'm a fat ass. I'm going to eat everything.
Well, no, no, no. You're going to need a man with you when you have this one, because
yeah.
somebody's going to have to touch you after this. If she make, because, you know, this is a light gluck-gluck, because you know I got to do a show. If we ain't got nothing to do for the day, you know this going to be heavy. So
yeah.
you just go ahead and bring you a man with you, because
you're
going to have to touch
like juice.
Right.
They do taste like juice. You're
absolutely
correct.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
and then you're going to look at him like
that. And it's sweet.
Mm-hmm. And then he's going to be juiced. All right, y'all, we got to do one more so we can get to commercial break so I don't get in trouble. Today is also National Crab Stuff Flounder Day.
We're turkey.
All the people that I know, listen, everybody, listen, all y'all, first of all, here's the sad part. Everybody who's listening to this, who had my food, literally just licked their lips, imagining me make that for them, and probably figuring it's probably going to have some butter, lemon residue, drizzle sauce on the top of it. So, I mean,
what's the price, girl?
You got to go to North Carolina. Shuffle Hunter is the only person in my family doing plates right now. I am not opening up a restaurant.
I'm not.
Y'all, we got to go to a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after this. I love y'all. We just going to keep turning up. So y'all know what segment is next. So this is a new theme song. I got this song from Chocolate. So I asked her to give me a list of top five of certain songs. And so this is one of her top five birthday songs of all time. So shout out to New Things in Life. We're opening up and we're releasing old and accepting new. So happy birthday. We'll be right back with our next segment, which is birthdays, bitches. VIP all expenses paid trip to the Masquerade Ball in September. The only thing they have to do is get there. The rest of it will be on this episode. But they have to do it tonight. I'm going to announce on Wednesday show the winner. So they have to do it tonight by midnight. Because I ain't going to leave this open forever. I ain't going to give everybody just because that's a lot of money I'm throwing away. I ain't going to let no. So they have until tonight at midnight. They have to submit their entry.
It's going
to
be fun.
DJ's Roundtable. That way the production manager and the rep. Oh, I ain't even got Coco in here. Coco didn't even get on that. So that's what we're going to do for birthday.
All I can think about right now is ass being thrown everywhere and just, oh.
I'm gonna let y'all ladies decide the winner. I'm gonna let y'all decide. I'm gonna just announce it, but I'm because you know the production manager, that she in control all that. She sees all the videos. I don't got no access to it. So I'm gonna let y'all ladies decide that. If y'all want to see it, y'all get it from her. I won't see nothing.
However, you're not allowed to.
However. I don't know who that winner is at the my DJ turned up.
Yes.
My DJ turned up. Yes, sir.
You do that a great DJ.
My DJ turned up. I'm ready. All right, so let's do birthdays real quick, y'all. We got to get into birthdays before I get fired. Y'all know I be behind. We'll mess around and be a segment. I'm behind. Oh, yo, I didn't even know today was his birthday. Happy birthday to Dr. Dre. I love hate Dr. Dre because Dr. Dre is a pretty cool dude, but at the same time, he got domestic violence issues. So, like, I just feel like if we can be mad at R. Kelly for pedophilia, I can still kind of be mad at Dr. Dre for domestic violence.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of my issue. I really detest domestic violence. Like, that's one of my – that's one of the things that if you really want to understand what I dislike in any human – it's domestic violence. I don't care if it's male going towards a female or a female going towards a male or same sex. Like, there's absolutely no reason for people to put hands on each other as grown adults. We should be able to use our words. Anyways, that's not what the topic is. It's birthday. Today is also Jules Santana's birthday. For all y'all New York cats, again, I tell people I didn't really mess with that type of rap. It was cool. It was fun dressed, but I'm a down south kind of guy. B.B. Moore Campbell's birthday is today. Audre Lorde's birthday is today. Drew Dorsey's birthday is today. Mr. Le'Veon Bell himself's birthday is today. Tamina Pollock Paris's birthday is today. Callie Muscle's birthday is today. I don't know who that is. I don't know what a Callie Muscle is, and I was afraid to go look it up. Because it's probably a rapper. I'm hoping it's a rapper. It's probably a rapper, but I wasn't sure. And this last one, I definitely was a Ram with a Z. Probably a rapper, but I wasn't going to look it up because I didn't want to see. Because, you know, there's a short lifespan on rappers these days. Oh, that's Callie Muscle?
Oh.
Oh. So he's a muscle. He's literally just a muscle. He's a bodybuilder. So at least he got the right name. I'm not mad at him for that. I'm happy that he is what I was hoping he would be. Because they'd be having these names, and they'd be like, oh, my name's Callie Muscle. And then he'd be like 102.5, 5.4, tatted up everywhere, can't beat up a paper bag wet on Tuesday on the beach. I'm just saying, that's usually what they look like. But Callie Muscle is actually a bodybuilder, so shout out to Callie Muscle.
Yeah.
He a rapper?
Yeah, I'm cool.
One for two. One of them's going to be a rapper. Cause wait.
It's got a vibe to it.
If it's a bop, send me a good song. Make sure he on Spotify. Give me a good song. Because y'all know.
I'll look him up. I'll research. I'll do some research. I'll
next week. Also, guys, if y'all listen to our podcast and y'all do love our podcast, remember, you can follow us on Spotify. We're on most major carriers, but Spotify is our replay certified host. So if you want to make sure that you are supporting us, if you can't put money in our pocket, go directly to Blog Talk Radio 1, which is our primary host site. Follow us, create an account. But also, if you go to Spotify and follow us there, we also get streaming credits there. So those are our two official streaming credit platforms, and I appreciate you much if you can either go follow or like either one of those. But you say Rams got a bounce to them? Because, you know,
It's a wind. It's a whole, my hip did the thing.
Your hip
did the thing. I don't know if you're going to go figure it out.
Coco, the last time you tied a knot with her, her hip did a thing.
Oh,
wait. Tuck yourself in, ma'am. Fix your apron.
See, I don't even know what to say.
Why am I saying adjust your slip?
Because I started off with a special knot.
Oh, that's not fair. Listen, if you have not been tied by Coco, you might want to figure that part out, okay? You might want to figure that out.
Yeah, she's great at her work. Coco, matter of fact, because we got a few minutes before our next segment, tell them about what you do and how they can reach you and how to get scheduled to do that.
Well, you know, they're going to have to contact you right now because I'm just getting everything back up, but I do got tons of rope, and I'm learning new knots and anchors with metal, and going to be restricting in some areas. I also can do bed ties to be able to tie somebody to a bed. I've been learning some things.
Oh, well, you know, we're going to talk offline because I got a couple of opportunities. I got a couple of people who want me to come out to Mississippi. They got a spot of land, and they want to do an artist retreat. And so there's grass out there. There's a big pond out in the backyard. It's a big house. It's like a 6-bedroom house.
Ooh.
And they want to do this for like a weekend. So they want me to come out and basically be the host, cater and cook the food, and then just sponsor a retreat out there in Mississippi. So, and it's black people. So it's, you know, people we can know.
I like to eat.
Wow, all you heard was
people mistake me for a little child, but it's okay because I'm a fat ass.
What they known for food-wise? Wait a minute.
Who?
Mississippi.
It don't matter. I bring my own food. That's a car ride.
Yeah, you got a point. Okay. That is right next to
us. Listen, now, you already know I'm taking all my own cooking utensils if we do that. Because, you know, not everybody has what you need when you get there. You know,
and I don't want to have to go to the stove.
Listen, I'm not going to the stove. I'm going to go get naked and walk around on some grass.
Alligator too?
Ooh, I know how to fry it.
Ooh, yeah.
We got to. Okay.
I mean, well, you can do it either way. You can fry it, pan sear it, grill it. It don't matter. All of them, you're just cooking it till it's done. And you don't want to, well, alligator, you don't want to cook it fast, though, because it'll get chewy. So you want to kind of cook. Alligator is kind of like, so you don't want to cook it too fast. You want to cook it through, but you want to cook it slow, but high heat. So. It's a weird texture. So I mean, but it come out tasting like chicken. But if they don't know what they're doing, you'll be feeling like you just chewing. You know, it'd be like eating a piece of steak cooked wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that face. Mm-hmm. Cooked wrong when it's cooked wrong.
Yo, I have snapped on people at restaurants because my steak was not right. That's
not because the steak wasn't right. All right, y'all. Now, we're getting ready to get into our main topic tonight. I'm going to go ahead and preference y'all with this. Some people always ask me why I like to say statements like this, and it's not that I like to say statements like this, but we're getting ready to talk about a very, very delicate topic. And so I say this often, I trigger people. So if you get triggered in this discussion or this topic or this conversation, it's okay to go put everything on mute and walk away. Go take a poop. Go wash some dishes. We're only going to be on this topic for about 30 minutes. And then we're going to come back and we're going to do the rest of the show. That's if it doesn't go into a whole bunch of other directions. I'm going to also open up the phone line. If you would like to call into the show tonight to talk about this topic when we come back in, the number is 319-527-6703. It's 319-527-6703. In doing so, I am telling y'all in preference, I'm getting ready to go into my therapy mode. So, the songs, the words, the information may be triggering to you. If it is, understand it's not directed at you. It's not directed at anyone in particular. These are therapy words. And in order to heal, we must directly talk about things directly. And so in saying that, when we talk about this topic that we're going to talk about, the topic itself is going to be vague. But as the dialogue goes through its dialogue process, it's going to get intense, impactful. We'll take commercial breaks where needed to give everybody an opportunity to breathe and also push the conversation along so we can get all of the conversational topic out of the way. All right? Because some of y'all are new. Some of y'all are returning. Some of y'all are old. Some of y'all don't know how we do because we haven't done the full format in quite some time. We've been burnt out. We've been exhausted. We've been on a lot of different things. So without further ado, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we will be into our main topic of the night. And I promise y'all, I promise y'all, I will not be gentle tonight. I want to get all up in them just a little bit. And it's okay. Y'all don't have to be mad. Y'all don't have to not like me no more. Y'all don't have to want to cut me. Y'all don't have to talk about my mama, tell her all the different things. But we're going to usher in some spirit a little bit. We're going to get into a little bit of love, and we're going to talk. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Oh!
Now, let's get into this. Because it's me, it's CJ, it's Coco, the Southern Bells in the building. I got the production manager in the back. And we're going to get into this topic because this topic is much needed and much talked about. But it's never talked about from this perspective. And here's the question. Are we passing around Trump? Are we passing around past? Because it's one thing to go through life and get shocked immediately, right? So let's come in and I shock your system and now your body's trauma and it's reacting and it's now trying to get itself back together while it's going through its trauma reaction. That's one thing. But after we say, air quotes, y'all can't hear my fingers popping. Put my fingers close to the mic so y'all can hear my fingers popping because I'm doing air quotes hard. We say we fully healed. And then we go and get ourselves in other relationships and other situationships and other whatever it is that we get ourselves into in life, and we say we're healed. And then we go get into these relationships, and then we're now dating this new person, or we're now courting this new person, or we're now watching from afar this new person. And everything about life as we begin to bring this new person into our life is beginning to trigger us. And do you know why that is? I'm asking. Do you know why?
It's been healed.
Why? Coco, why didn't you heal?
Why didn't I not heal?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to just put the easiest answer I can put it in words. Because you think the best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody else. Isn't that what they always tell us growing up? But that is not true.
That's
you
not healing.
You can't heal by being underneath somebody else if you ain't even truly healed yourself.
See, when I met you, and you came to me, very first time we ever talked, I said, nah, you gotta finish going through some stuff before we can talk. And you were like, I'm good, I'm great, and da-da-da-da-da. You're an Aries. That's what y'all give off. Y'all finna fight first. Understand, somebody got to get punched if y'all upset. You're Aries. It's okay.
I might just go take a shot or something.
And then shoot. It's okay. Like, it's okay. Understand, I'm a Taurus. I tell people all the time. Chris, Coco will tell you all the time. You don't want to see that little black guy angry. Of all the things you don't want to see him angry, it's very interesting because you can get a lot of different perspectives of him, but none of them are fun for the person he's angry. Because understand, I'm a believer. We have to go express. We have to go have a conversation. We have to get this resolved. Because I don't carry nor harbor feelings about shit, good or bad. Okay? So let's number one. So how do we deal with trauma, right? And everyone believes that they have a secret formula. If you go and do these things and these things and these things and these things, you're going to be healed. And let me say this to everybody who is listening under the sound of my voice tonight, who will go back and listen to it later on, and who will listen to it ever once more. This is something that I'm going to stand on, and I will not change my opinion on it. There is no one clear-cut answer to helping a person heal past trauma. Because although she said a statement that she didn't heal because she went and got up under somebody, I also tell people you need to go through a hoe phase when you get out of a relationship, because at the end of the day, you still need to go get laid, because that's something that is still a need. Coming regularly is actually a need, and medically it's been declared that. Mm-hmm. People try to tell you not. It is a need. Psychologically, chemically, sex is a need for the body. As much as they tell you it's not, it's a need. Humans can tell you it's a want all they want to. You release the same types of serotonin doing all the other things, right? So if you release the same serotonin going running, if you release the same serotonin going swimming, if you release the same serotonin and things from emotional release, if you get all of those same things from sex, then why can't you just have sex? Because it's even a cardio exercise, is it not?
If you do it right.
So if you get all the benefits, the reason why is because uncontrolled behaviors elicit trauma. And we don't look at life from that perspective. A man or a woman not able to control themselves will eventually end up in trauma because of lack of self-control. We are so busy, and we're so qualified at blaming everyone else. We've even justified a legal system that sues everybody for everything, but accountability and trauma says, I need help. I go get therapy. I do shadow work. I go lay on the altar. I go do all these different things because I don't believe in one form. I don't care if you're Christian. I don't care if you're Muslim. I don't care if you're atheist. I don't care if you're non-religious. I don't care if you're spirit. I don't care if you're Wiccan. I don't care if you're a witch. Every last one of those cultures have a way that they deal with trauma, and they tell you to go deal with trauma. And they practice these things over and over. So if we can do these things culturally, the number one issue that I have is we don't practice those things at home. We are the greatest Christians at church. And then we go to church because we're the greatest Christian at church. And then when we're hurt, now we don't have any place to go because there was no real accountability at the door of our past trauma. So we put a Band-Aid over when we really need a surgery. We put a tourniquet over it when all we probably just needed was an IV. See, we're getting misdiagnosis from everyone, and everyone's telling us what to do. But the number one thing that you need to do to heal from past trauma, number one, is acknowledge that you have trauma. I told you I was tired.
Yeah.
I told you we needed to hire more staff.
Yep.
I told you we needed to make changes. See, I acknowledged that there was a problem. My body was entering into trauma. I was realizing that I was experiencing different levels of shock because warning comes before destruction. Y'all preach that. So if we understand trauma and how we get to trauma, why wouldn't we start preventive medicine? Why wouldn't we start preventive maintenance? And so we spend so much time focusing on past trauma where we can heal, but we don't even teach from the beginning anymore. That's why we have past trauma, because everybody can watch our kids. Anybody's our friend. You know, we don't have to graduate high school. We can just go get a GED. You know, we don't have to go get a driver's license. We don't have to own a car. We don't have to own a home. We don't have to know where our food comes from. See, these are choices. And then when we don't understand, remember I said, choices and behavior elicit trauma. We forget what the word elicit. We forget that things that we do, we bring things to us. We forget that energy is drawn to other energies and other energies repel. You see how many people have been repelled from me in this season?
Yeah.
to the point people, we've had five people who come to see me that didn't belong around me within the same day got into major car accidents. We've had people come to me completely wrong and come to you completely wrong, and businesses and other things dissolved and gone away. Not because we were wishing any bad, but their energy, their actions, their belief spirit. Because, see, I don't wish nothing on no one. You don't wish nothing on no one. Coco doesn't wish anything on anyone. If we do, we wish you luck. We wish you success. We wish you peace. We wish you honor. We wish you pride. Because, see, trauma-filled people want you to fail. See, trauma-filled people want you to be hurt because hurt people hurt people. That's not just a made-up theory. It's real, intentionally and unintentionally. And we got to give credit and due for what's credit and due because we're so busy trying to tell everyone that we can't be honest with everyone for every reason, but they don't understand why they should. Coco, let me ask you a question. What is your purpose for now coming out of your trauma? What's your new purpose?
To be true to myself before being true to anybody else.
That's all I needed. We're going to take our next commercial break because, believe it or not, her answer is exactly what our next song talks about. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Down you in. Let me see the.
Because, like, for myself, that was a song my mom used to play regularly when I was a kid. And for myself, whenever I wanted to go out and do something and accomplish something in life, no matter whether it was moving from past traumas, just growing in myself, better at whatever I wanted to do, I used to always play that song, and it gave me the willingness to just go do something. Like, when I listened to that song, generally I always felt like my mom was singing, even like tonight. But it was one of those things that was like my purpose, my focus, my reason for moving past trauma was more clear, more visible, more present. Be purposeful in your path. It's okay. Like, a lot of times, we run from our past. You know, I recently explained to a young man that my mother did federal prison time while I was a child. That doesn't change her beauty. That doesn't change the principles that she gave me. That doesn't change the hope that she instilled in me. That doesn't change the knowledge that she imparted, the wisdom that she gave. We look at every situation as life or death, as it's the beginning of the end of everything. And if that's life, then how did you get to be as old as you? You should have died a million times. Everything is not designed to kill you. It may feel rough, and it also may feel like you're at your absolute worst. But if it didn't kill you, it wasn't designed to kill you. You cannot continue to give things power that didn't kill you. You have to learn the lesson from past trauma. So the reason why we continue to pass around past trauma is not because we don't heal from past trauma. We don't learn the lesson and gain wisdom. See, when I see a thought coming, I recognize a thought when she shows up. I understand her thought behavior, her thought attire, her thought mindset, her thought energy, her thought frequency, her thought menu items, her thought travel plans. See, I recognize a thought when I meet it. When I'm hanging out with the fellas, right? And new dude come around, I recognize a nigga when I meet him. And this ain't got nothing to do with color. But I recognize a nigga, an ignorant person, when I meet them, energy, I understand their words, I understand their mannerisms, I understand their demeanor, I understand their decorum, I understand if their behavior is couped or uncouped. Their attire doesn't meet the situation, the appointed time that we are at. See, all those things matter. Can he sit down at the table and have a conversation with somebody from the hood? Or can he go to the Capitol, or can he go to the courthouse? See, all these things matter. We start settling because he brought you flowers one time. We start settling because he graved a great head. We started settling because he had a great job with benefits. We started settling because he made $100K a year. We started settling because his last baby mama didn't do what she was supposed to do, but we didn't understand that there were some things he also didn't do in the house, too. See, we started settling because it was cute, because he was a mama's boy when we started dating, but we didn't know those same problems was going to be in our own home. See, it's cute when he's a do person for everybody in the community, but then he can't do in the home. He can't even do enough to put his own dirty clothes in the basket. See, we're not passing around past trauma. What we're doing is allowing unaccountability for today's action. See, past traumas is your hurt. The relationship that you're in now and the relationship that we go into each and every day, those aren't past traumas. Those are choices to allow ourselves to be consistently hurt by things that we know are going to consistently hurt us. That's not past traumas. That's idiots being stupid. Because if we know this person has hurt us, if we know that this person has the ability to hurt us, what is the definition of insanity?
Doing the same thing, expecting a different outcome?
Okay.
Repeatedly.
So we know these words. If we understand what these words mean and we continue to thrive and being ignorant and being blissfully ignorant, then go be ignorant, but do it over there, because we're allowing people to get hurt because we're willing to stay unhealed. People who are mostly triggered in this moment have been trying to heal. The problem is they're in relationships with unhealed people who ain't trying. You can't heal somebody who don't want to be healed because you don't have the power to heal them. I don't have the power to heal them. They have to put in that work. They have to do what they need to do to be healed. And there's no such thing as 100% completely healed, because, baby, somebody say the right wrong thing to me tomorrow and we can nuck if you buck. We can end this podcast. And I can go outside, and the right-wrong situation can happen. And it's cue to the chest. And those aren't threats. Those are survival and safety instincts, and we have to have them. Is anything else to say with yourself? Coco, you still with us, boo?
Yes, I am.
What do you think about this topic tonight as we wrap up? What's your thoughts?
Some people needed to hear it, even though they try to close their ears. It still will seep into their soul.
Did she look at my playlist? She looked at my playlist, bitch. Well,
no, I'm just looking through CJ's eyes.
Well, since you basically already know my playlist for tonight, we're going to take this quick commercial break. And when we come back, this is brought to you by Tailored Inspiration. If you follow tailoredservices.com, that's Tailored, TailoredSVCS.com. If you scroll down, there's a link that's Tailored Inspiration. They give quotes of the day, quotes of the week, quotes of the month, different things to just help inspire you. This song and this next segment will be brought to you by Tailored Inspiration. I want to go ahead and get that out, because I probably will forget, because we're getting close to the end of the show and I start getting in trouble with commercial breaks. So I want to make sure that our sponsors and our paid advertisements get taken care of, so somebody in the back ain't yelling at me. So, Coco, you said seeping into their soul. And it's funny, mm-hmm. because for the for the 10:30 song, exactly what we're going to be talking about. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break. My mother used to play this song, and she would just come out of prayer meditation. And I would always ask her, say, why would you always play this song? She says, because God listens to the voice of faith. And so when you talk to him, give your heart to him like a baby. And so I've always tried to play that song when I wanted to get a message across inside of myself. And so in this season, it was release everything that I needed to release and bring in all the things that wanted to come home and be protected. And so I let a lot of things go. So now we're getting ready to do Black People's Dope. And this one was stuff I didn't know what to say on this one, because this one was given to me by the production manager. So these are not my words. This is The Life According to Lizzie Bapp from the eyes of the production manager. And I'm going to read y'all her words. This is our 4-year-old tabby cat, like I like to call it. But Lizzie Bapp was born 3.5 months early on August the 4th. She has overcome leaps, bounds of obstacles in her short lifetime. Lizzie Bapp has always been blessed with a white card status and privilege beyond all things possible. Strongest, most powerful little person you will ever meet. And I do mean strong. She hurt me often. often. She will sleep through your entire body. But she's a Leo. And she marches to the beat of her own drum. And I do mean own drum. I don't even know what type of drum it is anymore, because it has different paces and things every day. And doesn't care if you like it or not. She absolutely, and I mean unequivocally, does not care how you feel about her. This is the future boss lady. And she is cute, and she loves everyone. And everyone is her favorite right now in life. This is my such and such. This is my favorite. And it's everything. It doesn't matter if it's a leaf, a piece of paper, a pretzel, a Cheerio, a flower, doesn't matter. This is my favorite. She's athletic, she's energetic, and she's fun to be around. She's a pre-K kindergartner, and she's making moves. She already has her own business awaiting for her for when she turns 18 if she wants to run it. Look out, world, because the world is not ready for Elizabeth Lizzie Bapp, Chocolate Drop, Fairy Baptiste. And she's ready to dominate the world. And I didn't know she was going to pick that today. I was struggling with Black People's Dope because I wanted to do some. This show, entire show, was when I wrote this show. It was really personal for me. But is Coco with us? No, let me bring Coco in, because we're going to wrap up the show. This show was really personal for me. And I wanted to talk about past traumas, really, really heavy. And I wanted to bring up my mom going to prison, because my mom going to prison, Coco and Yvonne and everyone who knows me in high school doesn't know that when they met me, my mom had just gotten custody of me and my sister's back less than 90 days before we got to Louisiana at Fort Campbell. She had just gotten released from federal prison in January, went through the court system, got us back, and then the last day of school, we got out for summer break. Literally the last week of school, awarded my mom custody. And the next week, we were in Fort Campbell. I spent my entire summer in a city that I didn't know nothing about. At just just moving from a city where I was beating up everybody and didn't want to be because I was a rebel, to now go into another situation that I was, because I thought I was moving home. So I never even got to move back home. I moved home. I came home for all of 7 days to then be moved off to another location and to be told that I'm starting like all over again. So when I tell people I'm used to starting again and again and again in situations, and I'm okay with that, I'm comfortable with that, because I've learned that those traumas don't hold up to loving the people that you're now meeting, because those people didn't do it. They don't know. They weren't there. All they see, CJ, all they see is this beautiful Coco, hair twisted, bright-eyed, bushy, 16-year-old looking girl standing in front of them. That's what they see. When they see Coco, they see this big, doughy-eyed, wonderful smile, girl who looks like she'd probably still be 12 years old, with a big smile and big energy. Because that's what they see. They don't see the hurt. They don't see the failed relationship. They don't see the amount of money in or not in your bank account. They don't see what your children say to you. They don't see what your spouses say to you. They don't see, people don't see the hurt. They see what they want to see. And that's the glowy, beautiful, starry-eyed you. They don't care that you have problems. Because that's not their problem. They see you. And they want you. And they don't care what that looks like. They don't care what you do. They don't care who you are. That's an egomaniac. That's a narcissist. A person who loves you will show up, and their 100% desire will be to put you first. They will cater to you. They will enjoy thinking about you. They will romanticize the next moment till they touch you. They will embrace everything about you. If they have to only text you, they will write you the greatest text messages ever written. If they can only FaceTime you, their eyes will brighten and lighten every time they see you. That's not trauma. That's love. We've replaced love with trauma because most people are hurting people first because they don't want to be hurt, or they're afraid to be hurt. Or they're afraid they're going to get hurt again, so let me destroy this before it even becomes anything possibly good. Men and women both do that. That's not just a female trait. So with that being said, I'm going to end traumas on one thing. If you're not happy in your situation, stay toxic, my friend.
Wait, did y'all just laugh at me?
Because they talked to my friend.
We were not laughing.
What y'all talking?
It was a giggle.
Oh, so a giggle? That means the same thing.
What?
Nah, you've heard me laugh.
Oh, I've heard you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick commercial break. This song is for everybody who's gone through and you're getting ready to walk into your next great chapter in life. This is for those who are looking to walk into their great chapter in life. This is for you. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. This is your big host, Big Bad, and friend. We'll be right back.
They were put up in the We saw it going. Why raise the time of the most high? Sons of men. The rich man's wealth is in the city, yeah. The fraction of the poor is in poverty, Lord. The destruction of your soul is vanity, yeah, yeah. Do you hear? I wanna ruin my destiny, yeah. at night. From even the best village that walk in that daylight. Yes, amen. Mama, look from when you call him. Yes, amen. Mama, look from when you call him. Yeah. I wanna rule my destiny. Yeah, oh, day by day. I wanna rule my destiny. Oh, oh. That's the way they call from old. Lord, you have them in the region, in the valley of decision. Returning the Eden with a rod of iron. You know not the destiny of a next man. Why hold him? Set him free for too long. I want to rule my destiny. Oh, yeah. I and I really want to rule my destiny. Hear me call, call, call. Mama Lupra, when you call him, yes, it is. Mama Lupra, when you call him, I wanna rule my destiny. Hey, 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 by three, you wanna rule my destiny.
All right, y'all, we got to get ready to start preparing ourselves to get out of here because, you know, we only got a few minutes left. If you would like to have any type of marketing or advertisement done, make sure that you reach out to djsroundtable19@gmail.com. So that's djsroundtable19@gmail.com. Or go on any social media platform and reach out to DJs Roundtable, and they will tell you how to get in contact with us to make sure that you can either get marketing or advertising set up and get your contracts and things and things of that nature. That's done with them, not me. We do have a couple of spots still left for this month, and there are a couple of spots still open for next month. So if you are looking to do any marketing, advertising, or sponsorship for this podcast specifically, so that way you can be promoted and branded and put out there, again, that's djsroundtable19@gmail.com, or contact us through social media, and they will get you scheduled with a consultation appointment to get you scheduled to do whatever it is that you need to do for you. So I did that, so ain't nobody yelling at me. Is there anything else we missed? We did all the others. We did Tailored. We did Goddess Recleaning. Nobody else out there? Okay, great. Our next show will be Wednesday, Wild's Wednesday show. We don't have anything else scheduled for this upcoming week. It's President's Day on Monday, so most of y'all should be off. There should be no school. You're definitely not going to the banks. So we may do a turn-up show in the middle of Monday just to give a little energy, just to pop off. So if you follow us, the show pop-up in the middle of the day and we just turn up and go live and turn up, just know you can come do that. I want to thank Coco for coming back to play with us. We have missed you. It's been a while. I miss my Southern Belle. It is always wonderful when I have both of y'all in the building. It just brings me such joy to my heart to have my lady here with me. It's just fun. Like, y'all are amazing. And everything that y'all all do to make this thing function, I appreciate all of y'all doing.
I try to behave sometimes.
You ain't never behaving.
I'm laying here. I am sitting here with my smiley face socks on, holding a fluffy Kirby.
What?
A Kirby. You remember the Kirby, the cartoon, the Kirby? The big pink thing.
Somebody go.
It eats everything and it gets powers.
We love you so much, Coco.
Where's your husband? Tell him to come take you away.
Yeah. Hey, I'm a cartoony bitch. I'm a child at
heart. You're a 3-year-old.
We love you so much.
You are a 3-year-old. You are a 3-year-old.
Yes, I am, because wait for Halloween. If I can find some blue and white striped pajamas and a banana suit, I'm going to be a banana in pajamas.
I had those when I was like 12.
Why am I talking? Even one day. My mama told me not to talk to crazy people.
It's either that or Gumby.
I'm gonna go there. What? Right. It's a collective litany of just foolery and fuckery. And you know what? And I'm happy for it though, because here's I was talking to somebody the other day, and this, and I kid you not, this is the greatest thing that I was ever saying. There was a post. Matter of fact, a poet down in South Florida, she made a post. Her name is Miss Mash. She's a principal down south of one of the Broward County schools. And her post was, if you could go back or if you could live any age of your current life, what age would you live? And I actually put today. And I said that because although, can things be better? Yes, things can always be better. But I feel like if this was like wine and cheese, like this is the version of me that I think I've ever been. I think, I've gone through my stressful periods and I've gone through my mental growth and my personal shadow work and the things that I personally wanted to work on for me. And this year was hard for me because I really, and it came out in some negative ways towards other people, and that's fine. Because when you work on things, it's like taking an X-Lax. When you go shit, everybody in the house is still gonna smell it. I don't give a fuck how many times you flush, light candles, incense. If you go get diarrhea, at some point everybody in that house gonna smell it when they walk through. So getting rid of people is kind of the same way. When you're detoxing yourself from certain things, you're going to stink now, and you're going to look ugly, and you're going to look nasty, and you're going to look certain types of ways to other people, and that's okay too. Because if you don't heal, if you don't go through doing the work for you, it doesn't fucking matter what they think, because you're still not going to be happy. You're still going to be living depressed. You're still going to have anxiety. You're still going to be living in fear. You're still going to be worried about all the things that these people don't even truly even give a fuck about while you're dying on the inside. And the only person who can struggle and fix that is you, because they don't care. If you're not paying them, if you're not fucking them, if you're not feeding them, they really don't care. And half of those don't care either.
Nope.
So care about you. Put you a little bit first. If you don't want to screw him tonight because he done got on your nerves, pull out your vibrator, your robe, whatever it is, roll over. Matter of fact, be toxic enough to do the shit in the bed while his ass is laying there.
Why are you in my head right now?
He was so mad.
And then go to sleep.
It's all in my head.
I'm not saying this to be petty, guys. I'm saying this because you have to understand that in order for you to get where you're trying to go in life, you got to give some I don't care about other people. Listen, I'm going to play this closeout song, and I know the topic we just kind of had don't match it, but it's okay. Like they used to say back in the day, God know my heart. But
sometimes you got to be petty, though.
Yeah, sometimes you got to be petty, and I mean,
they say that right before they do something out of line, just a little bit.
I'm nowhere near pocket. Some people be like, oh, he's out of pocket. Yo, if there is a pocket,
we missed that. We're not even on the same pair of jeans.
I'm not even yarn or cotton at this point. Y'all over here looking for that, and I'm over here at tea or something. Like, we're not on the same page. So,
good.
I understand. We are going to do better in life, but I love y'all. We got to go ahead and close out this show so we can get ready to move on. So, we have Miss Coco visiting for the first time in forever, but she knows how we do this, and this is our closeout segment. It's called The Word. We give a word of the night or our closeout word. So, Miss Coco, you are up first. What is your word of the night?
Strategy. Always make sure you have a strategy for plan A, B, C, and sometimes double D.
Damn, double D's. Hey, do we know anybody with double D's? Oh, mm-hmm. CJ got double D's. You raised her hand. Ain't nothing wrong with a set of D's and, you know, triple C's, double D's. You know, ain't nothing wrong with
that. You just got to always make sure you have a plan for the strategies that you are willing to do. But remember, some of those strategies you need to think through, because if you are not willing to go to jail, don't do something stupid.
Yeah, punishment is
I'm too sexy for jail. All right, Miss CJ, you are up, ma'am.
All right. If a person isn't willing to get uncomfortable with you, don't let them get comfortable with you. I love you all. Good night.
That was good. You're getting better. That was good. This one, I actually thought about this today, right before the show, shortly before the show. And this one says, grow bold and beautiful. But remember, even the greatest flower has a bad day outside. Not every day is perfect. Not every day you're going to get everything that you want. Not every day you're going to get everything that you feel like you deserve. But it's okay. There's tomorrow. I love y'all. I'll holler.
My life was torn beyond repair. I felt so alone, so no one cared. You came along, gave me a song to ease the pain and erase the pain.
Yeah.